Good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I'll be reading in just a moment are as follows. The Old Testament is Isaiah 61, 1 to 6, which is the basis for my sermon. Romans 12, 1 to 5. St. Luke 2, 41 to 52. May Almighty God grant that we may gladly hear thy word, and that all our worship may be acceptable unto thee. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art one, high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to receive the prayers of thy people who call upon thee, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power to fulfill them through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 6, which is the basis for my sermon. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and of the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. So far. Romans 12, 1 to 5. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, accordingly, as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 2, 41 to 52. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among the kinfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, looking for him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all of these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let's confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'm sure that there have been times in our life when we saw nothing but trouble ahead. A time when we really needed help. And someone assured us of better days ahead. Well, the prophet Isaiah was privileged to be that someone for the faithful in his day. He was able to speak to the people about better days ahead. Conditions in the church at that time and the nation were such that many were brokenhearted about it. They mourned over what was happening all around them. You see, Israel as a nation had left the Lord. Oh, the people still came to the temple, especially on feast days. But God accused them of trampling his courts. They were not coming to worship the Lord. They saw no need for a saving God. They still went through all the motions. You know, they lifted up their hands like they were praying to God. But the Lord saw blood on their hands. It was the blood of their own people. The rich were robbing the poor, refusing to divide their bread with the hungry, take in the homeless, offer clothing to the naked. They were turning down pleas of their own flesh and blood. And no wonder God called them wicked. He called them evil. You see, God had been calling the people to seek him while he still could be found. But they had turned a deaf ear. And you can hear the sorrow in Isaiah's voice as he asks, "Who has believed our message?" But Isaiah was also able to tell his faithful of better days ahead, a Savior. Their Messiah would come. He would preach good news to the poor. He would bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom for the captives and release for the prisoners. Isaiah told them about a child who would be born for them, the son who would be given to them whose name would be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He told them that this child would be born of a virgin. He described the Messiah's suffering for the sins of the people as though it had already taken place. The fact that he would be pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, and by his wounds we are healed. He was able to tell them that the day would soon come when all of this would be fulfilled. Believers would join them from many nations. Gentiles would be added to their numbers. As Isaiah had promised, God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. When Christ began his ministry in Galilee, he came to Nazareth, the city he grew up in. And there he was invited to speak in the synagogue. He took the book of the prophet Isaiah, turned to a section of that book, and read it. And then he closed that book, and he said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Here we have Christ's own words for the fact that Isaiah was speaking of the coming of their Messiah. Coming now from the mouth of Christ himself, they were the most gracious words the people of Nazareth had ever heard. At least, that is what the people said at first. But Jesus knew that in their hearts, they did not believe that this son of their own city, was the Messiah. When he confronted them with this, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath. They put him out of the city. You see, Israel in the days of Christ was no better than it had been in the days of Isaiah. Christ came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. and how well John knew. He had heard Jesus speak many gracious words of comfort. He had seen his many miracles. He had seen his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. He had been with him in the upper room in the Garden of Gethsemane and at the foot of the cross. He had seen the risen Christ, heard his words of comfort on Easter Day. He knew that Christ had fulfilled the prophecies about himself, but his people rejected him. But what a joy it was for Christ. The Gentiles came to him. The wise men came from the east. People would come from other nations, building up the church of Jesus Christ, just as Isaiah had said. Most of the apostles lived to see the day when Gentiles joined the church by the thousands. And yes, we are brokenhearted at the thought that so many in our day do not believe in Christ, the only Savior of the world. Conditions seem to be as bad as they were in the days of Isaiah. So-called religious leaders are drawing people away from Christ. The devil seems to be working harder than ever to make people comfortable in their sins. Modern morality makes it easy for decent people to break any and all the laws of God. What we need to ask ourselves is, do we really mourn about this? Do we regret the fact that Christianity is declining? That many Christians can hardly be called the salt of the earth? It happened in the days of Isaiah. It happened in the days of Christ. It happened in the days of the apostles. And it's happening now to many. If you feel yourself at times becoming a captive to the temptations of Satan, remember that the Lord can set you free. His word is powerful to save and to help us live the Christian life. He is still feeding his flock like a shepherd. He is still giving us ministers of the word to proclaim his gospel. People are still coming to faith, as Isaiah promised that they would, to enlarge Christ's kingdom, and they too can praise his gracious name. May God grant this to all of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.